Gingrich, Biden's SOTU address was lie after lie to the American people. By Jeff Poor on March 2, 2022. Tuesday, on FNC's Hannity following President Joe Biden's State of the Union address, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich slammed President Joe Biden for his State of the Union address, declaring it out of touch with reality and lies to the American people. Gingrich also warned how the price of oil was emboldening Russian President Vladimir Putin with his invasion of Ukraine. Well, first of all, this is the last time we'll see Nancy Pelosi at a State of the Union, he said. And I look forward to seeing Kevin McCarthy sitting up there next year. So that, to me, was the one optimistic moment. This was a very dangerous speech because either Joe Biden believed in the speech, in which case he's out of touch with reality, or it was a deliberate lie to the American people, lie after lie, after lie. Your point is exactly right. Trump had the price of oil per barrel down at about $46. The difference between that and $100 a barrel is $54 going to Putin every single hour. The point is, at that price, Putin is making over $1 billion a day to finance his military activities, thanks to the Biden policy, Gingrich continued. Biden had a chance to do a lot of things tonight. And I would simply say I'm more optimistic than you are. Not that I don't think this will be brutal and difficult. But big cities absorb armies. It's one of the great lessons of World War II in places like Stalingrad and Leningrad, and Putin ought to understand that. If the Ukrainians are prepared to fight, we have an absolute moral obligation. And Congress should ask us to start moving money, passing legislation. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.